VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil industry and financial sector Monday. It follows through on President Trump's promise to roll back relief that Iran received as part of the 2015 international agreement to limit its nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to reporters on Monday.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The measures bring back bans on the purchase of Iranian oil, which is a major part of the country's economy. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is already trying to counter the American sanctions.
Rouhani has told government officials that Iran will overcome the sanctions and sell its oil. We're in an economic war situation, he says, confronting a bullying enemy. He means the U.S. Iran has to stand to win. His comments will raise Mideast tensions as America's maximalist approach to the Islamic Republic takes hold. The sanctions end all the economic benefits America granted to Iran for its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, though Iran for now continues to abide by the accord that saw it limit its enrichment of uranium.
The husband of Asia Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman, acquitted for blasphemy after 8 years on death row, says it is not safe for the family to remain in Pakistan. He's applied for asylum in Europe. Ashik Masi told VOA's Urdu service that the family has requested asylum in Spain and France. He said his wife has not been allowed to return home following last week's decision by Pakistan's Supreme Court to overturn her 2010 conviction for insulting Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Masi said he has not been able to contact his wife and does not know where she's being held. This is VOA News. In the United